910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The President and the First Lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The President and the First Lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president of the Secretary of Defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were 4 shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform 3 Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were 4 shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Scholze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform 3 Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 100 of 50 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The President and the First Lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 100 of 50 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were 4 shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform 3 Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The President and the First Lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark, which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were 4 shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform 3 Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A week after the presidential debate, President Biden speaks to troops on this 4th of July.
As your commander-in-chief, along with the vice president and the secretary of defense, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
The president and the first lady hosting active duty military families, veterans, and caregivers at the picnic on the South Lawn. Sources say Mr. Biden told Democratic governors last night he needs to get more sleep and he wants to stop scheduling events past 8 p.m. A Texas game warden says there were four shark bite victims today in the waters off South Padre Island. All of the attacks are believed to have been committed by the same shark which escaped to open waters. The June job report will be released tomorrow. 190,000 jobs expected to be created. Federal police in Brazil are recommending criminal charges against former President Bolsonaro after getting illegal gifts from Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. This is ABC News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland, has been convicted of drug-related charges in Moscow and sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. His lawyer says they will appeal. ABC News confirms the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has agreed to buy Neiman Marcus for more than $2.5 billion.
Both Neiman and Saks have been battling slow sales. A lot of shoppers right now are choosing to buy directly from high-end brands online instead of going into department stores. Earlier this year, we saw that Macy's announced it would cut jobs and shut down 150 of its store locations to adapt to this changing marketplace online. And to underscore that shift, if you look at overall retail sales in the U.S. over the past year, department store sales are down about 2%. Online sales are up 7%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Welcoming Swifties, Taylor Swift will perform three Eras Tour concerts in the German town of Gelsenkirchen later this month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Hurricane Beryl has left Jamaica, but a lot of U.S. tourists still can't. The airports aren't operating.
So now I've got to worry about paying another cab fare, going to another place to stay the night, and we had to buy water. Nobody's come out and offered us water or anything. So it's just aggravating.
Beryl, now Category 2, is headed for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. A staggering 170 million Americans are under heat alerts from the northwest to the southeast. CENTCOM forces destroyed two Iranian-backed Houthi surface vessels in the Red Sea and a Houthi radar site in an area of Yemen that it controls. Shooting on the 4th of July killed two women in Chicago, a police officer serving a warrant in Cleveland, and an armed person who is making threats in Yellowstone National Park. This is ABC News. The White House says President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about a possible ceasefire deal and the release of the remaining hostages that were captured by Hamas.
Gaza ceasefire talks poised to restart after weeks of being stalled. Israel announcing it has received a new Hamas response to the latest U.S. revised ceasefire plan, Hamas reportedly dropping its demand for an end to the Gaza war and a full IDF withdrawal in phase one, that is, before it releases the 116 Israeli hostages. That's fueling optimism here in Jerusalem that negotiations can finally resume. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Construction workers creating a pedestrian plaza linking some of Rome's most visited tourist sites unearthed the remains of an ancient garden overlooking the right bank of the Tiber River. They believe it was owned by the Roman Emperor Caligula. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd, this is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.